Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon. Whether you've been doing triathlons for years or you want to do your first one and don't know how to start, listen to our podcast, read our articles, check out our videos, and ask us questions. We would love to be part of your journey to becoming addicted to triathlon. Welcome to Addicted to Triathlon, episode number 26.
The big 26.
Yeah. Is there any significance to 26?
No.
Okay. It's just one after 25. All right. Yeah. So this episode is going to be what while you drink your water?
Stress. That's a big word. But I guess trying to work out while you're having stress in your life.
Yeah, because
we all have stress.
Because when you have something at work or something with family, then you don't want to work out, right?
It's kind of hard. You're emotionally, like, drained.
Yeah. So let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So why don't you first talk about what happened yesterday?
So just, it was a family matter, not with us, but my extended family. So I was on my third mile of my run, and I got a text, and it was stressful.
Emotionally upsetting,
yeah. And so I thought I could go and keep working out, and I kept trying, and I was like, I could feel my heart rate increasing. I was trying not to be upset, so my throat felt like it was closing up. Trying not to cry, so I tried to work out harder. And I just felt like I was out of breath and my legs were tired.
Yeah.
But I mean, I finished.
But before that, how were you running?
I was just fine. It was kind of extra hot. The heat didn't help, but my heart rate was doing okay, excuse me, I'm tired. My heart rate, like, stayed high, which was abnormal. So I think between the heat and the emotional stress.
It got you.
Yeah. So I just finished the run, and I just ran, walked, just to burn some calories, and yeah.
Right. Not for to pick you up, but you said no. So you kept going.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking up emotional stress, and it says emotional stress hits when it does. It messes with our cortisol levels. So that's a hormone.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of spikes it, and it... I don't know. It just kind of messes everything up.
Yeah.
But it does say that to help it, exercise can help. So that's kind of what we're talking about. You don't want to work out when you're emotionally drained.
I've tried it. I mean, I've tried it many times, and I never do a good job trying to work out. I mean, it makes you feel better mentally for a little while, but I always feel like... drained, tired, heavy. I don't know what everyone else feels, if they feel the same way, heavy, like their bodies are heavy and they're more out of breath.
Right. Well, to me, this goes back to what we've talked before. Even though I've read articles, it says that your body will react to physical stress and emotional stress differently. That's not what we actually see, right? We see them the same. So when you have an emotional stress, it's like you already went out there and ran those extra 2.5 miles.
Because your legs already feel heavy.
Because your body already reacted as if you already did it.
Yeah.
So that's why it's also hard to go work out when you have emotional stress in your life, because your body already thinks it worked out.
I mean, it's good to, like, you can just do an easier workout. We're not saying to not work out, but, like, just do an easier workout.
Okay. So go for a walk instead of a run?
Yeah. Or go for an easy swim. Just like we went swimming yesterday also, like later after a nap. And like I didn't feel like finishing my swim, but I just kind of stopped longer at the wall to extra breaths and then swim. So, I mean, even if you have to just do a not a very efficient workout like you're normally used to doing.
Just do something?
Something is is better.
Better than nothing. So exercise does help elevate your mood.
Yeah.
And exercise does, let's see what it says. So
your mood.
You also get the cortisol spike, but you're also getting the epinephrine.
Uh-huh.
And the nice thing about it, when you do work out, is your body builds up, not resistance, but it understands the stress put on the body from working out and then builds itself. And that's how you can run farther or faster the next time, because your body is adapting.
Yeah. It also, like, I don't know, helps your body learn how to focus. Helps you refocus, like when you're distracted.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, that's part of the training that we talk about when you're, especially when you're doing your long runs, is the mental training. Because part of it, if you would have never got the call, you would have been fine running. But let's say you're, instead of 5 miles, you're going to be running 10 miles. It's a little less, it's a little longer. It's not a little longer, it's double the distance. But at some point, your body's going to say, I'm done. I don't want to run anymore. So that's part of the mental workout that you would have. But then as you go and you trick your brain, okay, how about just one more minute? How about just one more minute? Oh, see, that I did that minute. So I'm just going to do another minute. Okay, I did another minute. And then you just keep tricking your brain to continue working out that way. That's part of the mental training that you have. And then you... body adapts to that, and then you get used to that when you're in, let's say, a race, because you've already did that training in your mental training. But when you have emotional stress thrown on top of that,
that just, the emotional stress, that just seems like it's worse than when you just are physically stressed from working out the day before. Like, say you go for a long run the day before and then you're gonna go for a bike ride the next day. That emotional stress seems like it's worse.
Yeah, but can your body adapt to emotional stress like it can to physical stress working out? I'm sure there's coping skills you can learn to do that. It's kind of like what we talked about in the mental workouts when you're doing that training. I think you can develop coping skills, which are different than the mental toughness that you're training your body during workouts.
I mean, like, what the heck do military men do? Or these, you know, people SWAT, or I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of that too.
They have regular lives they have to deal with, and then they have to go to work and forget about it.
When we look up different types of coping skills, of course, exercise is listed as one of them. Breathing exercise, so you can learn how to do that. Having mindfulness and meditation.
Oh, yeah. So I see it the same thing as you.
Okay.
Eating, a balance. And that's funny because most people, when they're stressed or tired, says healthy eating here. Most people do not do the healthy eating. They just want to go directly to the salt or the sugar.
Or
the alcohol. That's like so hard.
Right. And then it does mention sleep too.
Sleep.
Which that's difficult. When your brain's going 100 miles an hour from just different things.
And that's why people just go to alcohol.
Yeah. Or they go to sleep aids.
Yeah. And I've had alcohol like the nights before a workout, and the alcohol never works. It just makes you toss and turn.
Yeah, you're sleeping, but it's not good quality.
No.
Oh, here's some aromatherapy. Massage.
Ooh, nice.
Reflexology. Herbal treatments. And we're not talking about that kind of herbal treatments. Oh. Flower remedies. Bach flower. I don't know what that is.
Bach flower.
But challenge your thoughts. Try to reframe negative thoughts into more positive ones. Yeah, that's a skill in itself, taking something that would potentially be negative and turning it into a positive. It's like make lemonade out of lemons, kind of thing. So I think that those take practice. That's a skill in itself, trying to change your anxiety.
Also, like, you know, playing music that helps cope.
Right.
Like dancing. You can dance. Dancing definitely helps you feel better in listening to music. Or running and listening to music.
Right. So we would put on like the doggy anxiety music.
That would put me to sleep.
Well, good. Then you got your dog falling asleep and you're falling asleep. That's good.
Incorporate mindfulness like yoga or tai chi. I like yoga sometimes. That's basically just stretching for me.
It's stretching. But some of those posing, you can't hold for very long. That's not stretching. That's falling down.
Yeah. And like just yesterday when I was working out and I was tired and stressed, I was like, I'm just going to focus on just moving, just being happy. I'm out there moving, working out my body. I don't have to be perfect running form. I don't have to be a perfect going fast or speed. I'm just happy to be moving. So
I think some people call that being present.
Yeah. I was just happy just being healthy.
Yeah.
I was just being thankful that I was healthy.
Limiting caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see how if you have too much caffeine, you're going to, one, you're going to get used to it, and then you're going to need even more caffeine. That's not going to be good for your system. And two, caffeine, while it can be a mood booster at the beginning, then you start wanting to use it all the time to become a mood booster. So, but if you limit your caffeine intake and then you can use it when it's appropriate. Sometimes I will use caffeine before a run because I want to run well that session.
Oh. And like yesterday, I used it during my swim because I was still tired from the run.
Yeah, a little.
I needed a boost. I had my nap, but.
Right, but you don't ingest caffeine all that much.
No.
Just your one cup of coffee.
Yeah.
That's it. So that's, but yeah, you get too much, then you'll get the jitters and then you'll be up all night. So that's not good either.
Yeah. Just basically listen to your body. I mean, I work with patients and I'm always telling them, just listen to your body. Like, you know when you should be going to the hospital, to the ER, when it's really, really bad, when you're in trouble. Just pay attention to your body. So, like, when I'm out there working out, I pay attention to my heartbeat or heart rate, or if I'm feeling too hot, or I have a niggle in a niggle in my body, my legs.
Small pain.
I just kind of slow down so I don't have any injury or burnout. Yeah.
Laugh more.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Me and John, we do that a lot.
Yeah, she makes fun of me all the time. I'm her natural laughter.
Or if you don't have a husband, you know, or someone that you work out with, like your husband or your boyfriend, work out with a friend that helps, that can help motivate you, and you guys can reduce stress together.
Yeah, we do most of our workouts together, except for running, because you would like be down the block before I even start, because you just run faster than me.
On my non-stressful days.
But we try to do the same route, and sometimes it's an out and back, and then we can high-five each other.
And we always say, work out together, stay together. Right? Isn't that?
Yeah, if you work out, who work out together, stay together.
Yeah. So we did like a 25-mile bike ride this morning. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. And that sometimes one of us will have an extra burst of energy for something and the other one can't keep up and the other one just kind of waits for them until they catch up. And then later on, the other one will have a burst of energy.
Yeah.
So keeps it interesting. Although Kate keeps thinking I'm racing her at those points. I'm not. I just have a burst of energy. Or if we're doing hills and she does hills differently than I do. Mm-hmm. She ramps up and tries to get faster so she can coast up the hill and have the momentum while I speed up a little bit towards the bottom, then I try to accelerate up the hill and I catch her.
Not every time.
No, not today. You caught me on that last hill.
Yeah.
Okay, what else we got? Anything else about stress?
Like work stress, like we've been talking about, that's another emotional stress, but like, you know, you go to work and you work all day staring at the computer,
people aren't nice to you.
People suck your energy out of you. And then you come home and you don't want to work out. That's why me and Jen, we've been talking about if we're morning worker outers or afternoon.
Right.
So.
Because if I have a good work day, then I'm energized for an afternoon workout.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have a work day that's more challenging or is just more negative than positive, then by the time we get home, I don't feel like working out.
I would just rather work out every morning if I could.
But I think part of that is because we have an hour-long commute, which we're going to fix. It's going to be a five-minute commute.
Yeah. Well, for you, it's a little bit longer.
Right. But I don't count the time when I come pick you up. We carpool, so it's not a big deal.
Uh-huh.
I just come pick you up. But from there to the gym is 10 minutes from your work to the gym.
Uh-huh.
So we tried it. We signed up finally for the gym and we went and we were going to try to swim, but the lap pool was full. So we just went and ran on the treadmills and the treadmills worked fine. They were great.
At 24-hour fitness.
Yes. Not like the terrible treadmills we've had before at other places. We have our own treadmill too, but we're going to have to get rid of it when we move.
Mm-hmm.
But so I think that will help, that the commute won't be as long, because driving can be stressful too in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been getting cut off a lot, or people on our bumpers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you're on the HOV lane, the high occupancy vehicle lane, don't be riding up next to someone's car, because things happen and that's how wrecks happen.
I know.
And there's only one lane.
Yeah.
So, and there's been like a crash. Last week, there was like a crash every day in the HOV lane. And everyone had to go really slow or stop and try to exit at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so work stress, anything more about work stress?
No.
You just
have to.
Yeah, so you like to work out in the morning because you like to get it over with.
It's over with. Yeah, it's you come home and you can just do your thing and eat dinner and
go to bed
relax.
At 7:30.
And go to bed and then wake up for the next day.
And work out.
And work out.
Yeah, so let's talk about if we start going, because where we're going to go, it's the gym's open 24 hours, so we could actually go even earlier.
At 3 o'clock in the morning?
No, we're usually there at 5. When we were going to the gym, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or even now with the open pool, we go at 5. So we could continue to do that because it's not so far away,
mm-hmm.
and we can work out longer in the morning.
Right.
And then when we get home, it's, we don't have to rush and stress about getting breakfast and getting ready for work, because we still have plenty of time if we go there.
Go in the mornings?
Yeah, if we go at 5, like we normally do, right? 5. We would only work out for a half hour. That's 5:30, get home a little before 6.
Drive back home?
No, from here, right now, right? And then we've got an hour, about roughly an hour to get ready for work.
We would come back home?
I'm talking about right now, what we're doing right now. We go to the pool.
Oh.
Come back home.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And then, so we do that, and then we get ready for our hour commute, so we leave. So if we did that, we could actually work out an extra half hour longer and still come home and still have plenty of time to get ready for work. Or we could go earlier when we know there's nobody in the pool, like at 4:30, take an hour swim.
At the pool down the road?
No, the pool. No, because this one doesn't open till 5.
Oh.
Talking about our gym.
Oh,
since it's 24 hours.
Go even earlier?
Yeah, and then
we
could
handle that.
We could do, well, you know what? It's different when you come, when you drive and get home at 6, right?
Uh-huh.
And then go to bed at 7:30, as opposed you drive and get home at 5:15, and then you go to bed at 7:30. That's different.
Yeah.
You've got more time. You could actually work out in the afternoon as well and still have time to eat and...
As long as people get out of the pool.
Yeah, so we got to figure that out about the pool. What the schedule is, if they've got master swim classes on certain days. The guy didn't really tell us that they did. It's just kind of a free-for-all. I don't know if he knew or not.
There's no master classes.
We don't know that. There could be coaches. Remember the last time we had a gym, there was coaches? The one downtown?
Yeah.
There was coaches.
I didn't see any coaches.
Yeah.
People were just swimming.
So, yeah, we only need a lane between us.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that. We'll try it. We'll check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll report back, because Caitlin keeps wanting me to be a morning person. And for a while there, it was, I think, since the hurricane, I think I switched back to an afternoon person first, because now I have a hard time getting up in the morning for those morning workouts. I don't know. Maybe I'm just stressed. Stress about something.
I was reading about physical effects. We didn't talk about physical effects of stress.
Okay.
So, like, physical effects, headaches, fatigue, which we've already been talking about, fatigue, digestive problems, weakened immune system, which could be like cold or you get sick.
Yeah, you can get sick easily.
Yeah, muscle tension and pain. That happens to both of us. Sleep problems, yes. Cardiovascular issues, your heart.
What kind of stress?
Huh?
Any stress?
Just like physical effects of stress.
Okay.
Sleep problems, heart issues, heart attack, you know, blood pressure, you know, appetite changes, overeating, undereating, or skin conditions. Like, can trigger, like, issues like acne and eczema, psoriasis.
Oh, going back to that food part.
Uh-huh.
When you're stressed out, you want to eat more junk food.
Yeah.
Which is going to lead you to be more hungry, and then you want more junk food.
So I've been shoving a lot of water in me lately, and that's been helping.
Yeah, I haven't been good for the last 2 days.
I've been drinking, like, 70 to 90 ounces of water a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I drank yesterday like 15 ounces altogether.
That's not good.
You know, it's so much work to put water in your water bottle.
Well, if you just get one like mine, it's it's easier. You want to get one like this?
No, I don't. I'll just use a big cup.
This is a big cup. With a straw.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't need a straw. I can just guzzle.
This is a lot easier to fill.
I'll just drink out of the hose.
No, really. Do you want one like this?
No, I don't. And people don't know what we're talking about. So.
It's a big cup with a straw.
And a lid.
And a lid.
Looks like a, actually looks like a super big gulp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe so, I'll go down and I'll get me a super big gulp, fill it up, and then I'll just reuse that. No. It's got a straw. It's got a lid.
That's bad. So anything else you want to talk about? Physical effects? Like, I mean, I work for a cardiology doctor, and there's tons of stressed out patients that call us with heart, and they're stressed about their families, or
they have other things going on.
They're even stressed about their high blood pressure, because they have high blood pressure and their high heart rate. But I always say, if you just try to take a deep breath, calm down, try not to keep over-checking your blood pressure, you won't stress out.
But aren't they supposed to?
I know, but they're doing it like every 5 minutes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Just do it like twice a day, calm down, eat, don't take so much salt, then your blood pressure won't be so high. Don't take so much cold medicine, your blood pressure and your heart rate won't be so high.
Medicine will affect you. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're so stressed because your weakened immune system. So then it's causing you heart problems.
Okay. Well, yeah. Actually, so when you talk about medicine, what about anxiety medicine? What do you think about that?
Anxiety medicine.
You guys give anxiety medicine out?
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
Does it work? Okay.
Yeah. As long as you don't overuse it. I mean, it can make you feel more stressed out if you're overusing it.
Hmm. Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you watch those TV commercials, when they try to sell you medicine, there's always bad side effects.
Yeah.
Which is like worse than what you're trying to, you're trying to beat.
Yeah.
With medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you just hear Sammy? He is a big... Our dog went, mm-hmm.
We need to put him on some anxiety medicine. Okay, well, I guess that's all we have.
Yeah, I think we solved stress.
We solved it?
Yeah.
All right. I guess we're going to go work out. Well, we already did.
Yeah.
Now we're going to take a nap.
Yeah.
Okay, so you say you're saying, because you never say it right.
Stay addicted and try. Yeah.